The Agroprocessing Forum will explore the current landscape of agroprocessing in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, evaluate its growth potential, and recommend actionable policies or strategies for its sustainable development. Communications Officer and Training and Education Coordinator at the CED, Keisha Phillips, said the objective of the forum is to examine the current scenario of the agroprocessing industry in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
We'll examine the scope, the growth potential, and the challenges facing the agroprocessing sector here in Timbit. For many years, agriculture has been our backbone, or the backbone of our economy in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Yet in recent years, we've seen that the government has also been pushing tourism. So we're an agri-tourism economy that we are looking to further develop. And this, the agriculture industry mainly employs thousands of people have been employed through agriculture. However, with traditional farming alone no longer being enough to meet the demands of the evolving or modernizing economy, we are seeing the diversification into other aspects that would ensure the generation of steady incomes for persons, hence agroprocessing.
Ms. Phillips further indicated that the agroprocessing sector has the potential to uplift the economy, but faces numerous challenges, including limited credit access, raw material availability, and market access.
But the agro-processing sector has the potential to further uplift our economy. But despite this promise of potential growth, we at the Center for Enterprise Development Inc. have observed, and from our close working relationship with our clients, we have come to realize that the agro-processing sector in our country not only faces numerous challenges, but the sector has failed to fully maximize the potential or the opportunities that exist for them to grow. And so we thought it best to hear from agro-processors themselves. What is it? Is it infrastructural deficits, regulatory constraints? Is it limited access to credit or finance? Whether it's a lack of technical skills? Whatever it is that might be hindering the expansion of your agribusinesses, CED wants to hear from you so that we can properly represent you and develop programs or other opportunities to help these agribusinesses.
Ms. Phillips said the forum will feature relevant topics to fuel discussions among agro-processors, adding she encourages persons to attend.
You are the ones who are operating in this industry, and so we want to hear directly from you what the issues are. You may even have suggestions and recommendations on what policies may need to come into place, that CED can then represent you at a higher level, calling for specific policies, etc., that may need to come into place that the government may consider to put into place to help your businesses to grow in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And so, to be a part of this, I want to encourage you to register early for this forum, as this space is limited, and you can do so by visiting our Facebook page, our LinkedIn or Instagram page. You can also go to our website, ced.cd.gov.vc, and you would be able to find our little advert there, or you can call us here at CD for further information if you have questions at 451-2235.
Communications Officer and Training and Education Coordinator at the Center for Enterprise Development, Keisha Phillips. The forum will feature remarks by CED General Manager Mrs. Ronette Lewis and Head of the Department of Private Sector Development, Mr. Crystal Primus. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.